The reason why I wound up in the military police is they had to get this military police, CMP, Corps Military Police, company started, and to get it started soon, because I was sworn in on Easter Sunday morning. And you figure, and what was it, December the 7th, yeah. 1941, the Japs hit Pearl Harbor. And I had was standing close to that thing after a 15-day furlough. We didn't think they were going to bomb because up there, the Japanese is up there talking to the President Roosevelt. Yeah, uh-huh. Time, so I went on overseas and did that work. That's all I did. So it didn't conflict with any other interest.
Did you ever think of getting the police department when you came in?
No, I'd seen enough of them. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see people get in trouble. I'd rather see people make good. And I might be like a good friend of mine. Policeman Wise out here that went out here, he treated a fellow that was in trouble just like he'd treat me and you, you know. And he was just too good, and some of the fellow officers told him, and he started bringing this guy to police station out of Decatur. And he just put him in his car and, you know, carry him just like he would you and me out there. And the guy grabbed his gun away from him, shot the fellow on the side and killed him. So you never know, and a person, as I say, I used a lot of psychologists to finish up what I started to say. A big person, now this may sound silly, but it's true. I learned this from personal observation. That a small man like me, and the reason why I wound up in the military police, because I had previous ROTC training. Mm-hmm. And I made the first three grades of my IQ. Mm-hmm. And those were two of the requirements to get into the military police. Well, being as small as I am, I had to use a lot of psychology, because a big man, drinking, and he's not drunk, and here's a little fellow like me come up there, and I say, well, sergeant, or I might call him by his rank, or I might say soldier, or whatever I might say, sailor, or don't you think you've had enough drink? Don't you think you better move on? Let's go on. Let's check your pass. The minute he looks around, his first thing that flies in his mind, he said, you little shrimp, you know, because I'm small. You know, I'll just backhand you. Well, some of these little fellows are not easy to backhand. They're just as strong as the nigger. And yet, some of them are not. But to avoid trouble, I'd go up to the fellow and I'd approach him like I'd want him to approach me. If I was in that shape, I'd try to put myself in his position. And I had very, very little trouble. Huh. There's only two or three times in nearly 5 years of police work that I really got tight spots.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good.
But I have, and it helps me, it has helped me since I've gotten out of the service, because I can pretty well size up a person. I talk to him a few minutes. I tell you, I won't miss him for him. I have missed him, but because I've taught myself to do this, you know. And I try not to impress people that I'm Mr. Big or mm-hmm. I'm the badge of authority. I got the gun on my side, you know, do so and so. Yeah, I didn't do that because people resent it. And the nicer you are to people, the nicer they'll be to you.
You realize that early.
Huh?
You realize that early.
I heard a program with this fellow on one of these country and western stations. And I like country and western. I like popular music and all of it. But this man made a statement that has really stuck with me. He said, friend, if you want a better neighbor, says you be a better neighbor. And I remember, and I try to do that.
Let me grab two things from you, and I'll be through with the book.
All right.
I've got some Atlanta questions.
This ad libbing we've been doing here, I'm sure these people enjoy that.
They'll get their fill.
Yeah, I bet to me.
If